Okay, so we're holding. Simikuv Samaches, Sif Vav, we did the Shulchan Aruch. We know the Mishaburah yet. Mishaburah Chav Gimel. The possible Bekistin. Mishaburah says Bekistin. Sif Shachar Zem Aspar Mahi, who will explain what exactly is possible Bekistin. Vav Shabastam Pas Bavorchal of Hamoitzi, Bekol Shahu, Valakazas Mavorchal, and Birchaz Amazin. Pas in general, Hamoitzi is automatically, no matter how small it is, a Kazayas for benching. Shani Elo Dain Derech Bnei Adam Likwaya Sudosam Aleim, Rak Oichlanu Soy Maat Derech Aroy. These type of foods are not eaten as a mainstay of a meal, and therefore, even though they're pas, the normal way to eat them is Derech Aroy. Therefore, they're downgraded. The Fichah Brichos and Rak Bnei Menei Mizonus Olacharo Brocha Main Shalosh. So therefore, the Broch is downgraded to a Mizonus and an Alamichyo. Elam Ken Ochel Shir Kaviya Suda. Unless you eat them out, which would be considered a meal, so then you're back to saying it's a meal. So if it's a meal and it's bread, so the correct bracha for bread, which is part of a meal, is ozma vorcha moitzir brachos amazon lakaponim pasu. So that's a simple understanding that it's important to stress. It is pas. Pas bavakistan means we'll see later on there are mazonos which are not bread like, don't have the pas bavakistan. So pastas which are not considered bread like. There's no dinner, you can eat as much as you want. There's no dinner benching or etc. It's only things which are made similar to the way you make bread. Okay, so now, so we say that the halacha is, but if you eat the amount which people normally make a meal out of it, even if you personally are not tzaveya, so that's enough to be chayiv to wash, say amotzi, and to bench. Chavdal, shacher merchilim regilim likvoya. Okay, so now there's two ways that you're going to have that amount. One is if you make a meal just out of bread. I remember I used to have a chavar in yeshiva that tells yeshiva on Friday afternoons, so the lunch was leftovers from the whole week. That was lunch on Fridays. Whatever they left over from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday they put out. And since there's some guys who were not in the mood of eating of that, they used to put out some of the cake they made for shoshudas. They used to put out also for lunch on Fridays. So I had a chavar every Friday would take a plate of cake. A plate of cake. He'd wash, say amotzi, and he'd bench. That was his meal. Right? Now, so that if all you're eating is kazuchar and the imokul levad, if all you're eating is bread, or assuming pasul bekistin, so sar shirchol shir shachar megillah lispoy memenu levad. So most people, when they eat bread, or many people when they eat bread, they eat it as part of a meal, so they don't only have the amount of bread that they're surveya from is usually in conjunction with other foods. So how do you measure over here? The answer is if I'm only eating the mazonos, the bread like mazonos, I have to eat the amount which people who were just eating bread would have enough to be surveya from. And but if you eat your bread like mazonos together with other things, other foods also, which people normally eat as part of a meal, it's called malafsmoy. It's a pasuk. Means they come. The people would see that as an accompaniment to the bread. That means anything which people eat as part of the meal, for satiation purposes, as opposed to for dessert or appetizers. So then, tzage kashoychol shir shacher megillim lispoy menu kashoychol gam kain in the war macherim. So we make a parallel: the amount of bread you would eat when you're with other foods, if you're eating mazonos with other foods, that's the amount of bread. If you're only eating mazonos, the amount of bread you make a meal just of bread, that amount. Now, comes along the Magen Rambam. The Magen Rambam says a fascinating thing. Let's say the following scenario. So it comes out the amount that of bread which people are surveyor from. Really, there are two answers to that question. Right? Let's put numbers on for argument's sake. That the average person when he wants to make a meal just of bread, he eats five or six. Kebeyim was worth of bread. Again, a kebeya is the share of thumb for a kebeya is if you take a 2-pound loaf of dry bread from the bakery and you take a slice in the middle, that's a kebeya. So a person just having bread, he'd have 4, 5, 6, 7, six slices of bread probably. So all he's having for a meal and he's hungry, he'd probably have six slices, right? Right? So six kebeya. If he's having it together with a meal, with other things, he's having sandwiches, he might have one sandwich, maybe two sandwiches. He's having other foods, he might just have one or two slices of bread. Okay? So the answer is, how much is bread which you make a meal out of? The answer is either, might be two different answers. What about the following? The person only ate bread, A, so he said the amount is six, let's say six slices, but he ate two slices and he is full. So now you have interesting, he was surveyor from bread, not the way people normally eat it, but on the other hand, he ate an amount which people would call enough bread to be considered surveyor from. He did it without the other foods. So that's the next step. He ate it just by itself. And he was surveyor from that amount of bread. Other people would not consider that amount of bread by itself enough. But if had you eaten that amount of bread with other foods, people would say, oh, that's enough. So then, this scenario, then he's not botel daito, because he's eaten an amount which people could honestly say is an amount which people can become full from, of bread. Okay, so this is the Magen Rambam's Chiddush. Now, the Sharatzion points out, when you say seveya, right, when you say full, how full is full? There's a point of full which Pashat you can't have anymore. There's a point of full which people say, you know what, I've had enough for my meal and I'm ready to move on. So he points out in Yud Ches, highly spoil lav davka svia gemur l'choliyama, el ritzulemer derech kviya suda. So it just means the amount of people would make, if that's enough and people would make a meal out of it, that's enough to be considered the measure which we're looking at. I mean, people would say, you know what, that's enough, to, you know, I don't have to stuff myself. I had enough that I must speak for right now and I'll, you know, eat something later on tonight, you know. Okay. So that's the Magen Rambam's Chiddush, that we can sort of like combine the two different measurements in a scenario where the person is surveying. Isa, the sheer suda who sholosh arba beyim. Over there, the lach is that when you have to put down the amount which people would make a meal out of, so the sheer for eruvit chumen is the amount, the logic behind eruvit chumen is I'm making that place where I put the eruvit chumen, that's my place for my meal. So I have to put on enough food to make my meals for Shabbos. So you have to, we assume two meals for Shabbos, two main meals for Shabbos. So the shear is you have to put on a loaf, which the machlok is what it means. It's a six beya loaf or an eight beya loaf, which means each meal is either three or four kebeya. Okay. So if I'm taking over here and saying, that's what Chazal gave me as the measure, what you make a meal out of. Three or four kebayim. So that's considered the shear ready, even with no other foods. Just that alone was enough to be considered a meal. So now I want to know, when Chazal came and told me what's considered a meal, if you eat three or four kebayim, that's considered a meal already, and you would have to wash a bench. Okay, that's what many Achronim say. Comes along, Avakama Achronim, Bagrami Cholim, Cholkim, and Sirlu, the Ein Derek Lavarcha Moitzi, Rechazmos, and El Kashir Suda Kabua. That's the amount of people which eat. People, they only eat two meals a day, a morning meal and an evening meal. And their meal was much more than three or four kebayim, assuming they had food available. Okay. So it's not what Chazal gave us, this number of three and four over there. But that's saying that is the smallest amount where people make a meal of. But in general, people make a meal of a much larger amount. So if you want to take that halacha and apply it to Pasuk Bekistin, the shear is more than three or four kebayim. It's the people would make a meal just of bread, they would have much more than that. Okay, so now, so what do we do l'maisa? So, therefore, Mishabur says, the best solution is either eat less than four kebayim or much more, so you don't get involved in a suffix. Shalechol arba bayim. Okay, that's arba bayim. So try and stay away from that amount. Now, Rav Moshe does say one thing you could point out though, that if you're going to eat that amount together with other foods, that for sure is a shear, and then for sure you would wash and bench, right? Because that we said that the amount of bread that you eat, if you're eating with other foods, you will cut back the amount of bread. So that the three or four kebayim would sure be enough that a person would, if he has other foods, that a person would have to wash and bench. Um, Now, the next step that Mishnah Berurah says over here, we need a little bit of a introduction to. Now, we're going to see in the next sif three definitions of possible bekistin. Now, the shaila is, you know, it's mechlokes b'sharim what the definition is. So, if I'm Rashi and I say the definition is A, what do I hold about B or C? Do I hold that's pass? The only case of possible bekistin is A. I mean, everything else is just regular pass. Or do we agree with each other? We're just giving different examples. So this is a machloikas. The Shabur is going to assume that the main approach is each opinion holds the other two are pass. Okay? So now that means, here I am, so we're making, we make a mazonas at all, any one of the three. That's really a kula. Right? Because really, according to two opinions, any time you eat, according to two opinions, you're eating real bread. Right? So here I am eating four beya, which could be is enough to bench even if it's possible kistin. And furthermore, I'm not even sure there's a possible kistin. Could be this really is pass. So I really should avoid eating four kibayim. Okay. Kol ken kashenim hudavar sheyeshi stopping by midina im hu possible kistin. Some which I'm not 100% convinced this is really not regular pass. After mavur b'siv zayin the whole chabaz hela hakel kabanim vada yesh lochus adasim machmir manah. But once you combine that in this situation where you're eating a large amount, or four kebeah, which is not such a large amount, he said, over there, we definitely should avoid that situation because you're really introducing yourself into a real suffix. Okay. So once you eat that amount, whatever that number is, you have to wash your hands. So it's bread. Really, it's bread. And once you take away the leniency that you're not eating it for meal, you're eating it as a meal, so then it goes back to it being bread. So it's bread. You have to wash your hands. You say, you say, I might say, you bench. Fine. Now, then he says, if the person started to eat just a little bit, and then he ended up eating an amount which people would make a meal out of, it would be a shear. So you have to bench, even though you didn't wash, and even though you didn't say amoitzi, but you still got to bench. Because at the end of the day, you ate that amount. You know, a person starts eating crackers. Like, you know, so you have the sleeve of crackers, next thing you know, you, like, ate the whole sleeve of crackers. So it wasn't necessarily what your plan was, but the maitzi, you're going to bench. Right? Person, you know, has a bowl of Cheerios, and your second bowl, your third bowl of Cheerios, right? The old Cheerios are possible with Kistin, with a lot of places can hold it is. Right? By the time you get to your third or fourth bowl of Cheerios, you're going to bench. Right? You're going to eat bowls. You snack on them, right? You know, Honey Nut Cheerios. You know, next thing you know, you ate half a box. You know, so you're going to bench. These are all examples of things which have happened in my life at some point in my life. You know, I was really like, whoa. Now, kibush hishlam shir kviyas suda. Now, what about? Now, you know what? Halfway through the meal, you say, you know what? I'm really hungry. This is all I have available, or this is whatever I like to eat. You know what? I'm going to eat a shear. So, what bracha do you do in this point in time? You make a new bracha rishana. Do you stop and wash or make a new bracha rishana? So he says, if from this point onwards you're having an amount which would be considered a meal, you know, I ate two kebayim's worth of Cheerios, is, you know what, this is it, I'm in, I'm making, you know, I'm having a major Cheerios meal. So you wash your hands, say amoitzi, and the bracha before doesn't work. This is a whole new meal. It wasn't your original plan, so you need a new bracha, rishona, you'd have to wash, say amoitzi, and bench. But you're not doing that. The case over here was, it's only a combination of the two which is creating that. So even though you realize that, it's only the two kibbeah before, two kibbeah afterwards, and say, you know what, that'll be my meal. So that situation, you don't make a new bracha. Kim and b'mashem munach l'fanav achar shenimlach shir kibbeah suda el b'yachin mashal chukvar. It's only the combination of the two which creates the shir kibbeahs. But el chanami of im be'emes yesh shir kibbeah suda b'mashal o'chal adayin sarach l'vitzul yadav l'vracha moitzi v'al t'sadayim v'vircha zemaz. Now, so okay, that's an interesting question. Now, take a look at the Sharetzion, and he raises the following question. So why are you making a new bracha? Bracha Rishona. In the second scenario, you're making a new bracha Rishona. Why in the previous case, you're not making a new bracha Rishona? Okay, so, well, listen. At this point, for onwards, what he's eating is not enough to be a shear on its own, so the bracha is mazonos. Right? The problem is, let's say a scenario where a person would, you know, make a bracha on an apple, there's only one apple, only has one apple on the table, etc. So he makes an eitz. Then he says, you know what, I'm really hungry, let's have another apple. And he goes get another apple. If he had no intention, well, the apples weren't on the table, he had no possible intention to eat more, then he's totally a nimlach. It's a brand new decision. He needs a new bracha mishurna. He votes apples and apples. So now, why don't we say the following? When the fellow sat down and said, you know what, he made a mazonos, what is he saying? He's by definition saying, I'm not going to eat too much, because if I made too much, I wouldn't be saying a mazonos, I'd be saying a mozi. So by definition, when he made the mazonos, he's saying, I'm limiting the amount I'm going to eat. Now he's changing his mind and eating more to the full shear. So by definition, you should need a bracha mishurna. And what would it be? It might be mazonos, because you can't say a mozi, because none have to say a mozi, but the other hand, you need a bracha mishurna. That's the Sharasian's kasha. Okay. His intention was just to limit that amount. Now, that's what they say. So he didn't have intent not to eat more. But kichich of damitz is if he did have intent. How do I know? The lo yadua dimochel shir kviyasura b'varcha moitzi wigam netol yodav. Who came and shabirach rachmas at mebremen mezonos? He didn't say moitzi. Akorcha the daito hayishol lechol kashir ze. It means he's clearly saying I don't want to eat more. So he's saying that he needs a new mezonos. Right. So the Mishabura seems to say that the master of the shekel, which says it should depend what your intention was. It's automatically what your intention is, and therefore you would need a mazonos in that situation.
Going like with regard to what your intention is, can you have just a general intention, like in your apple example, like you're not really sure whether you're going to eat more or not?
Yeah,
you can just have a general, like any height.
Well, as long as you're aware that the possibility exists, I have apples in the fridge, I have oranges in the fridge, and I'm having them. You know, I'm aware of the possibility. New apple comes in, somebody comes home and says, oh, I just bought some new apples. You know, your wife comes, walks in the door with a bag of apples. Mm-hmm. So, wow, I just really want another apple. But you only had one apple in the house. You need a new bracha. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that more later on. Now, regards to Irving's question, regards to the bracha achorna, the general assumption will be there's no bracha achorna. You'll be yotze with the benching. Okay.
In this regard, though, if you had, let's say, two kabam of churros, and then you decide you're going to have another two. So if you had to make a second mazonos, when would you make it?
As soon as you make that decision to continue.
But
if you didn't realize you just ate it, it's okay. So
fine. But after you ate, you could eat another one without making a bracha, right? Assumingly, your initial mazonos covered you up until that spot that you. It could almost like you'd have to make.
You have to be mashar exactly at that moment. Right. It's an interesting question. I'm not sure it's a good question. Okay, Siv Zion. So Siv Zion, we're going to give a definition of possible b'kisna. We're going to give definitions of possible b'kisna. So possible b'kisna, what is it? So he says three, he says two and a half opinions, I told you. Okay, Yesh Beforshim, I just want to give one warning. From here to the end of the Siman, this is Siv Zion, so there, we did, there's 18 Sifim, if I recall correctly, in the Siman. No, 17. So we have another 11 sifim to go. So we're starting now. It sounds like he's going to be open definition. This is not all the definitions we're going to see. As we go along, the definitions will get more clear. So you start asking questions, what about this, what about that? So really, as we finish this, by the time we finish the sifim, we'll be much clearer what the definitions are. Hold on to your questions. I don't need too much until then. Pasul b'kisin, what does it mean? So first definition. Yesh b'forshim. Some explain, this is the Rebbeinu Chananel's pshat. Pas shosi kimin kisim shemalam isa devash or sukkar. So it means you make a pocket, a hamantasha, something of that sort, and the filling inside is something which is sweet, like goizim, mishkeidim, metavlin, or nuts and spices. Vuhanikroim, rishkulish, and Rilkashu, whatever those are. I have no idea.
So okay. Like a Hamantash.
A Hamantash. Now, we'll see later on, all the way at the end of the Siman, the second to the last Siv, we'll talk about it, if the filling is not a sweet filling, it's a savory filling. Meats, cheese, fish, etc. We might have a different din. So that'll be a discussion later on. So some of you would have a potato knish. You know, you have something that has, it's a mezonos with a filling inside.
Or a meat knish.
Or a meat knish, any of those type of things. We'll see that. That'll be discussed at the end of the siman. Okay? But right now we're discussing, we're talking about something which is sweet. Okay? That's definition number one. Definition number two, which is the Rambam. Yesharim shu iso by devash or shemen or cholov or mini tavan vafua. They're in the dough itself, the iso, the dough itself, has in its honey, oil, milk, spices, and you baked it. Now, the question is, how much is considered, right, you have other ingredients in the spices, in the dough. So, basic dough, flour and water, a little bit of salt. Okay, now I added some more, added some other spices. How much? So, the Shulchan Aruch, Rushi Atama Terebis HaMeperis HaTavon Nikar Be'isam. You mixed an oil or milk or maypeiris. You know, you use, instead of using water, you use some type of a fruit juice. You have to be able to taste it in the dough. The dough has to taste different than the dough you would make be straight French bread, which is just flour and water, and there's all the spices in it. This taste, you can tell it tastes different. That's the Shulchan Aruch definition. Comes the Ramah. Yesharim shezed nikra pas gomer. Some say that no, that's still called pas. Even though you can taste the flavor, it's still considered pas. Elim ken yeshbrem harbi tavlin or dvash kmini mesifish or karen lekach. Is it a large amount of spices or a large amount of honey to the point which is called lekach, which is honey cake, right? To the point where shekamada dvash tavlin hem ikr. Over there, the flavor is so strong that the main function over here is the sweetness, not the dough. That's the opinion of the Ramah. So this is Machloikas, and that's Rashi. Or Kengesh Tefarish Tasa Rama. So Rashi understands that pshat. So within this second pshat, we have two versions of the second pshat. We have the Shulchan Aruch understanding of the Rama. As long as you can taste that it's a problem, or it changes it to Pasul Bekistin. And the Kor de Ramo, that's not enough. It has to be that it became a very, very primary element of the baked item is the sweetness, etc. Okay, so that's two pshatim over there. I'm sorry, and then the third pshat is v'yesh v'forshim. The final pshat is, which is from the Rav Haigoin, shupas bein metubelus bein shenem metubelus, whether it's spiced or not. Shoyser some ke'ovim yveshim. It's made like hard crackers, because there's so much people munch on. Okay, so the vehein anikroim bishkanush. So the three definitions of the word kisnin. So three definitions of the word kisnin. One is the light language of kiss. It's a pocket. That's the first definition. So it's a pocket. The last definition over here, the high ground, is lotion of ksisa, that you munch on it, you chomp on it. It has to be something which is hard. Something which is a hard type of a dough. And the middle pshat, as Rashi says, the word kistan actually was a name for the nuts or the spices you would mix into the dough. They referred to as kistan. So that's three definitions of what the word kistan is. Malacha kedivrei kula, and we pass like each one of them. Which means it's, instead of saying amotzi, you're going to say mezonos. You're not going to wash. You're going to say mezonos, and you're not going to mention say alamichim. So this is a fascinating din, right? Where the Mishaburna stands, each opinion disagrees with the other two. So I pick up my breadstick, or my pretzel. I say, the Rav Haigoin says, "Oh, pasul kisan." Rashi says, "What pasul kisan? This is pas." Rama says, "Pas." Right? The Rebbeinu Chanan says, pass!
What about pizza?
What?
Pizza.
Right? So we call it, right? We look at it and we say, so what is it? So what do we make a mazarnas? Because one opinion says it's mazarnas. Okay? Now I go to my honey cake and Rav Haigoin says, honey cake, that's pass. It's not hard and chompy, right? The Rav Haigon says, pass. The Ben Chanan says, pass. Rashi says, oh, no, mazonos. Okay, fine, Rashi's right this time. So we're going to be making all three opinions. It's a big chiddush. And now we're not going to bench either.
What was saying, Yeshal Megaslach?
So, it's not Yeshal Megaslach. With the halach is, we don't say, well, you should have say moitzi, but bidi ever, we say you don't say moitzi. So now there is an opinion of the Marmar Mordechai, which will say that really all three agree with each other. The point is, the idea that these are all things which people used to eat, instead of eating it as a kaviyah suda, they would eat it as something, they would eat smaller amounts for a snack. So how you make something into a snack doesn't make a difference to me. As long as it's a snack, the bracha is pasul b'kisa and the bracha is mazonos. Right? The Mishabura seems to assume that the Ikar Pesach is not like that, and that each opinion disagrees with the other one, and still we're going to be makel. So then it comes an interesting deal. So, the bracha of amotzi mazonos, that's up to chazal. Washing your hands is right up to chazal. You get to benching, it gets fascinating. Right? Why did it get fascinating? Because we said before, if you eat an amount which people do not make a meal out of it, and you're seveya, you say alamichya. Now, according to two opinions, you're chayiv in benching the raisa, because the raisa, you ate this bread and you were seveya. But since most people don't eat that amount, they don't worry about it, same as others. Say an alamichya.
What's the amount? What where does it...
Okay, that we did before we got involved in the amounts before. Right? But... So what do we do with that? So it comes along, there's a Tosis, and Tosis says, the Kiddush, that deraisa, your yurtza benching, deraisa, you don't need 3 separate brachas. As long as you have the text of the points, which we have in Alamichya, you'll be deraisa, you'll be yurtza, your chiyuv of benching with Alamichya. So Chazal said, fine. So listen, on the deraisa level, you're fine. There's no din of brachas anyway, and benching, the Alamichya covers benching. We said we would like to deal with this as a mazonos, so same mazonos, don't say emotzi, don't wash your hands, and don't bench, say alamichim, but you're to be derisive with that as well. Big Kiddush. Okay. Mishabur says, Sikon Chavzai, Jamal and Isa, let's learn. Afim ni loisha mitkila b'mayim kishar pas, the dough itself, again, the first pattern was, it was a filling. The pshat like this, it doesn't. The dough itself was a regular dough. It was flour and water. There's no flavoring in the dough itself. But since there is this filling inside, and the reason why you're eating it is for the filling. But the rule is, we're going to see later on, by mazarnas. Even though normally, if I have a mixture of two items, or a combination of two items, I follow the majority. The exception is mazonos. Right? If I have, even if mazonos is in the minority, it still keeps its bracha mazonos. Okay? Mavor, the kach, it's kosher ben apotel, kach kosher, mavor ben mazonos, apart to rako, kosher kosher ben reish ches, beis and gibel. The only exception over there, we'll see when we get over there, is if the mazonos, if the flour over there, it wasn't distinct over here, as always here, it was mixed in. So I put some flour into something just as a binding agent, the dabik. So then it's bottle. So for example, you'll open up some of your breakfast cereals, and you'll open up the halachic brachas list, and they'll tell you the brachas shahakol or adama. You see in the ingredients, it says wheat flour. So why am I making a shahakal or a dom? It says wheat flour. Because the answer is that they researched it and they concluded that the function of the flour over there was for the purpose of as a binding agent, not for flavor or for filling. To fill you up or to give you flavor, it's there just as a binding agent. So The assumption usually is, the assumption is if it's less than 20 to 25% of the total amount, usually it's there as a binding agent. That's usually the standard assumption. Okay, so now, but over here, that's not the scenario. You're eating it, it's significant. Over here, it's clearly distinct. So you'd have to make a mazonos. Now, one exception, if I open up my homentash and I pull out the filling and I ignore the mazonos. Of course, you mavar bracha shakla, but the parish, you would make a bracha, whatever the correct bracha on the filling is. Okay, now, what about the following? What about the opposite? Not that I took out the filling and I only ate the filling and I only ate the mazonos. Remember, the mazonos was just flour and water, the scenario which we're giving over here. So the mazonos, the bracha, it was downgraded from pas to mazonos because of the filling. Because it itself was a regular dough. It's flour and water. Now I take out the filling. What happens now?
Well, so, they're still cooked together, right? So presumably it has some of the flavor from the filling?
Yeah, good. If you take out the filling and you just eat the dough, why the The point is, since you baked it as such, people in general do not use this type of item for meals. So once that's true, that you've defined what its function is, it's not a meal bread, it's a snack bread. Snack breads, the bracha is mazonos.
Okay. So what would you do then if you had, let's say, a pita, which is a bread, and it's already baked as a bread, it's already a pita.
Right. So then
you put on, like, say, pizza sauce and cheese, and you bake it as a pizza now.
So in general, the assumption would be that would not downgrade it. Okay. Ve'gazim mishkedim chav ches. Oh, kamar. Doesn't mean and. That means either. Any one of them, any one of these fillings would be sufficient. We start with the minute Maragamkin Shatama Mili Nikr Beisa Kamosha Sign Bilvasaif. Okay, now he does argue that what happened was that the filling in the middle did impart some flavor into the dough as well. Sheriba Khaftes. Now the second shot is that's talking about in the dough itself you added other ingredients. Base Alisha, while you're making the dough, you added all these other things. Even though the majority is still water, according to the Shulchan Aruch, even though the rub is water, but since you added other ingredients and you can taste other ingredients, it's downgraded. So that's why Sardim, many of them what we call bread, challah, some of them will not make a mazonos. They're going to make a mazonos on it.
Okay.
Our challah, it has oil, it has sugar, it has, sometimes they put some other spices in it also,
right.
Some saffron, different things, etc. According to the Shulchan Aruch, I'm saying the Rambam, that's a mazonos.
Right.
For them to make sure they want to have, their makbid, some type of like a French bread or something like that, which is just flour and water and a little bit of salt, that they'll make a moitzi on. They want to have Shabbos Suda, they're going to dafka have that. Okay. So according to the Machaber, even though the majority is water, it's downgraded as long as you can taste the flavor of the other items. Nikr b'isa, lamet, dilav hochi, if it's so little you can't even taste it in the dough, havi lechem gomer. That's that you don't worry about. Now lechem shenosim v'zafrin, latimor l'noisoi, shenosim v'ma'atzim, ukim l'kulyam lechem gomeru. Even if you put a little bit of saffron in, that's not enough to really change it. It just brings out the flavor. That's not significant. Or you have some raisin challah, but the dough itself is not very, it doesn't have too much else in it. It's flour and water with some raisins in the middle. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that it changed the flavor of the dough. Comes around the Rambam, and Rambam says, no. I disagree. Shezad nikra, hano hechad ereba habalisha rak ma'at devash v'cholov, even though you can taste the flavor of the other ingredients, but it didn't become primary in the item, so it's still bread according to the Rambam. That's called pas gomer. So even though you're eating a little bit, hamoitzi, you eat a kazayis, you bench. So where's the case of pas mabekistan? It's har betavlan or devash lama gimel. But to learn, shakol kach tavlan meura behen acha. You taste the sugar and the spices and other things more than you taste the flour. So they become the majority over the water. So by a cake, that's what happens. So according to this sheet of the Ramah, so the Shulchan Aruch gave the case was I take a dough which is flour and water, and I put a filling inside, and it's already mazonos. It comes to Ramah, the Ramah said, no. It has to be that the filling was such a strong flavor that affected the dough. That's going to be the primary. The filling is enough, or the flavor is so powerful that when you eat the item, that's going to be the main thing you're tasting, or a very primary thing that you're tasting at least. Okay, so it doesn't have to be the majority, but it has to be. We consider these type. You know what you buy in a store, hamadashin, that would be considered a mazonos. And therefore, according to the Ramah, we have no problem putting some spices in our challah and adding sugar and adding oil, etc., in our challah and saying it's a moitzi. Shavu lechem mishnah pasi mat shemen v'tavlin. We put oil in, we put spices in. Cheneskim achren halacha k'psak Ramah. That became the psak. Kavim yaveshim kashma baravi. That's the Arabic name for it. The Russian sword nikrin. They're called bishkagush, the biscuits. It's flour and water. They become like crumbly. So now when people eat that, usually it's more referred to as munching as opposed to eating. So basically, so you have breadsticks and you have pretzels and anything which is hard, crackers, they'd all go into the third explanation. So let's see that bir halacha. Check out the time a little bit. So the bir halacha over here just touches on this issue of are all of them, does each one agree or not? Bottom up bir halacha. Well, I'm going to read kulam. My lo kosam makarva the Yerushalayim yetzani kulam koshkotz avyu gimel ayin sham. We'll see a case later on. The Shulchan Aruch says only eat it during the meal after vade bread. So it's going to be the best thing. These are suffik, so wash and real bread, and then you have no suffik. Why did he say it over here? My Mordechai biyashver the kiman shulon yizker behead to shacholkim apoyskim bezet. It's not clear that other each Yerushalayim argue on the other ones. After the moed ladori ayin sham, they might agree with each other. Fine. So you see from Kreger's kasha, Kreger didn't have to give that answer, and that's the assumption that the Mishabura seems assuming that in general we're going to assume that they're arguing. Now we see later on that we can have a case where you get all three. The most common case you get all three is a pie. So pie, a pie, which is not open faced, it has a top and a bottom, so there's a pocket. The dough itself is very oily and sugary, and it's a very crumbly dough. The mice, it's a very flaky dough, so it has all three characteristics. So that would clearly be possible because according to all opinions. But everything else, we're going to get involved in this. The civil understanding of each of the Shadim disagree really might be passed. That's going to have implications for the next sif, but let's hold it here.